Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The TalkSport Clips of the Week.
Yes, time once again for the TalkSport Clips of the Week with our good friends at Toolstation. And I'll kick us off, Andy. We're going to kick off with Alan Pardew on Magin Pards with shock news about a new Arsenal striker.
You have to say that I don't think Arsenal possess a Foden or a De Bruyne at that, you know, that at that level. Ormondroyd is very close.
Ormondroyd?
Ian Ormondroyd.
Ian Ormondroyd. Martin Odegroyd. It can't be Big Ian, can it? I mean, he'd do a job, though.
Well, he would.
Yeah, absolutely. Old Villa striker. Well, he's probably in his 50s now, though.
59.
Oh, OK.
I looked him up.
Afternoon, Ian.
Yes. This was a very brave caller to the sports bar.
Yeah. Harry, thanks for your call, mate. Let's go to Joe, who's a Chelsea fan. All right, Joe.
Hello, sorry, I'm on my sick bed at the moment.
Oh, so, Joe, what's are you all right?
Pardon me, yeah. Well, I've got a bit of a cold and I've been coughing like mad all day.
Quite the plague, is it? I mean, necessarily take to your sick bed. A lot of people go to work with that, don't they?
I'd say really.
I wouldn't be calling the priest yet. bit uncaring, Andy.
Well, no, I think it's
get well soon. You'll get well soon. Yeah. This is Alan Brazier reacting to a clip of Saints manager Russell Martin with one we're calling. Well, it's never far from his mind.
And tonight the players put it on the pitch brilliantly.
The win puts Saints four points now behind second place Leicester City.
Four points, never far from his mind.
Actually, staying with Alan, we couldn't quite work out what his reaction was when Ali McCoist was talking about his love of Olympic track and field.
I look forward to the athletics probably more than anything. You know, whether it's 800, 1500, 100 metres, all that kind of stuff. I do enjoy the athletics probably as much as anything.
We're not quite sure whether Alan's going, really? You like track and field? Or whether he said relay. I think, well, let's find us. Shall we just have a listen again?
Really?
It's probably relay, isn't
it? It's relay.
Yeah, I can understand.
Really? Or relay? What a great game that would be.
Anyway, it's you, Andy, I think.
Yes, it's reporter John Dunn at Burnley versus Brighton.
Muric in the Burnley goal, having to dive to his right to push the ball away. Welbeck shortly after trying to squeeze one in.
Way it's been going for Muric, I wouldn't be surprised if he did sneeze one in at the moment after the weekend.
He's done his hands and it slipped through.
John Dunn there. I'm a big fan of John and indeed all the metaphysical poets who work here at TalkSport. It's time now for this week to carry on TalkSport with Sam Matterface.
Not ready either. In fact, both of them are still trying to get ready. John Stones is still fiddling with his bits and pieces.
Yes. Carry on talks, about
matron, etc. A caller to breakfast now, talking up the values of a top Premier League winger.
You've got a guy at Aston Villa called Bailey. He runs down the right, he goes outside, he goes inside, he's faster than Saka, he crosses the ball, he scores goals. And he's ignored by Southgate.
Yeah, there's a good reason for that, mate. He's Jamaican. Played about 30 times for Jamaica. Yeah, actually, to be fair, that's not the first time a TalkSport caller has been a bit confused about a player's nationality. Cue Arthur Orbiston.
I'm phoning, you know, about Craig Brown's selection for the Scotland squad.
Yep.
He must know that Hearts have got a good team. We get Colin Cameron in the squad.
Mm-hmm.
Stephen Presley.
Yep.
I just don't know why for at least three seasons he's been ignoring Antinemi.
Antinemi?
Aye. I don't know why he doesn't get a game.
For Scotland?
Aye.
He's from Finland. He's what?
He's finished, isn't he?
He's not finished. He's only 28.
No, not finished. He's from Finland.
What do you mean?
That's where his nationality is Finnish. He's from Finland.
He's not Scottish?
No.
Oh, I thought he was Scottish.
Any excuse to dust that off, really. Here we are, Andy.
Could have cut it off a bit earlier.
No, Andy, don't need to. Andy, come on. Enjoy it. Bathe in it.
Yes.
What's next?
Staying with the callers, one got very excited this week by the prospect of talking to a broadcasting legend.
So indulge in me, Bob. Here's Paul, one of our callers. Paul, good afternoon.
Well, first of all, gentlemen, I'd just like to say what a pleasure it is to be able to speak to you all, to even be able to speak to Mr. Bob Bobka. Wow.
Yeah, wow. Bob. If you got his name right.
Bob Bobka. Bob Bobka, he'd like that.
Brilliant.
And finally, to mark 100 days before the Olympics, Jim White and the gang were joined in the studio by breakdancer Kid Karam as the sport of breaking, of course, enters the Games in Paris this summer. And I know it's hard to believe, but some people said breakdancing wouldn't work on the radio.
Simon is watching from distance.
Yep.
So am I. Right. So is Danny. It's all yours, Karam.
Oh. My God. Sensational.
Wow. Oh, what? What?
Yeah, they had a point, didn't they?
That's my favourite clip of the year so far. It's fantastic.
Like dancing on the radio.
Brilliant.
So, we should thank Simon Clark, Jim Shelley, Roger in Durham, Owen Jones, really? Whatever happened to him,
yeah.
The Duke of Knutsford, Alan Jenkins, Morven Spurs fan, Niall M. Oliver, Old Clumsy, Big Norway, and Oliver. A lot of Olivers today. Mm. So, they all suggested clips that were played this week. If you do hear a clip on TalkSport over the next 7 days, please do send it in to us. TalkSport.com/H&J. Text it to 81089. Tweet it to TSHNJ. TSHANDJ. As always, just need a day and a time when you heard it go out. And if it's played, you'll get yourself a credit like those guys did there. If you want to hear the clips again, and indeed all previous clips of the week, they're all available wherever you get your podcast. We put out a fresh podcast. That'll be up around 4 o'clock today, as will the H&J Daily, some of the best bits of this afternoon's show. And indeed, there's a whole back catalogue of those to enjoy if you want to have a listen. Got the TalkSport Extra podcast that we do on Apple only, a deep dive into Andy's mad press cuttings that he puts together, and also a kind of director's cut on the clips, different aspects of the clip. So that's free to try for a month, $2.99 if you like it per month for exclusive content there that we put together for you. And I think we're going to be recording another one next week.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.